Welcome to the Hackberry House of Chosun. My name is Bob, and I'm reading today from my commentary on the book of Jude. We started it last time. We're doing introductory matters now, and we came to the word inspiration, and I stopped it the last time. Let's begin right there, inspiration. How do we know that the book of Jude is inspired? In fact, the most important question about a book of the Bible is, by what standard do we assume that any book is apostolic or, and therefore inspired of God and to be read by the people of God without question? The book is definitely not inspired by virtue of its having been written by an apostle. We need to get that thinking out of our mind. Well, all the books that were written by apostles are inspired, and those that were not written by apostles were not. Well, this was not written by an apostle. Jude makes it clear to us that the apostles and himself are two separate groups. You can see that in verse 17. We'll come to it later. Peter makes a similar statement, but seems to include himself in the apostolic band, which of course is true, 2 Peter 3:2. Galatians 2:9 informs us that Jude's brother, James, had become a pillar in the church. He's given a place of prominence in that controversy over circumcision in Acts 15. There's a sense in which James has become a part of the apostolic group, and perhaps Jude is in there with him, but the scripture stops short at calling either of these men apostles. The teaching has been that if one is not an apostle, his work can still be considered apostolic if he has a direct association with one of these specially called men. Mark is usually associated with Peter. Luke with Paul. Neither of those men were apostles, but they were associated closely with apostles and got their words from them in many cases. Only Hebrews and James and Jude, then, are unaccounted for in that way. Hebrews, well, that's a study of its own. But James and Jude clearly can qualify based on the association principle. Jude is apostolic, not only because Jude and his brother had associated with the apostolic leadership in Jerusalem, but because the concepts and many of the actual words of Jude, for example, are borrowed from apostles, especially Peter. Now, what I've done is put together a chart that shows the words of Jude on one side and the apostolic writings on the other that are so very similar to Jude. I've done it on all 25 verses. And so all the teaching, anything that's in Jude, can be found somewhere else in the New Testament. That's one good reason to call it apostolic. By the way, this chart, the whole book, is available at Amazon.com. Just type in my name and then the word Jude. I think this will come up right away. I want to go through this chart. I understand that charts are not easy to do on an audio. But if you could just imagine a chart with two columns, the word Jude at the top of one and the word apostolic writing at the top of the other. I want to go down. This will take a little while, but I want you to see the comparison between Jude and others. Look at verse 1. He calls himself a servant of Christ Jesus. Well, Romans 1:1, Paul says the same thing, a servant of Christ Jesus. Verse 2, may mercy, peace, and love be multiplied to you. 1 Peter 1:2, may grace and peace be multiplied to you. Verse 3, and he talks about the common salvation, but Titus 1:4 talks about our common faith. Verse 3 also talks about contending for the faith in 1 Timothy 1:12. Paul says, fight the good fight of faith. You see how the concepts are so interchangeable. Verse 4, certain people have crept in who pervert the grace of our God. That's a prophecy in 2 Peter 2:1. There will be false teachers among you, said Peter. In Jude, verse 4, they deny our only Master and Lord Jesus Christ. 2 Peter 2:1, they will be denying the Master who bought them. It's future there, but actual in Jude. Verse 5, Jesus afterwards destroyed those escaping Egypt who did not believe. That's in Hebrews chapter 3, verses 16 to 19. Those who left Egypt were unable to enter because of unbelief. Verse 6, the angels who did not stay within their own position of authority. 2 Peter 2, 4, angels when they sinned. Verse 6, he's kept in eternal chains under gloomy darkness until the judgment of the great day. And in 2 Peter 2, 4, he's committed them to chains of gloomy darkness to be kept until the judgment. These verses in particular, this next section of verses, it's almost word for word in 2 Peter. We're going to talk about that later. Verse 7, just as Sodom and Gomorrah and the surrounding cities and a punishment of eternal fire, 2 Peter 2, 6, the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah condemned them to extinction. Verse 7, serve as an example, 2 Peter 2, 6, making them an example of what is going to happen to the ungodly. Verse 8, these people defile the flesh, reject authority. 2 Peter 2:10, those who indulge in the lust of defiling passion and despise authority. Verse 9, Michael did not presume to pronounce a blasphemous judgment. 2 Peter 2:11, angels do not pronounce a blasphemous judgment. Verse 9, the dispute between Michael and the devil is mentioned. But then I can't put it a scripture on the other side because it's not from any scripture. It's from a non-apostolic work, and we will talk about that. We're kind of giving you a preview of the whole book here. I promise you we're going to go into much greater depth later. But I want you to see the similarities before we go on. Verse 10, these people blaspheme all that they do not understand, and they are destroyed like unreasoning animals. Where 2 Peter 2:12 says, these, like irrational animals, blaspheming about matters of which they are ignorant, will also be destroyed. Verse 11, they abandon themselves for the sake of gain to Balaam's error. 2 Peter 2:15, they follow the way of Balaam, who loved gain from wrongdoing. Verse 12, these are hidden reefs at your love feasts, as they feast with you without fear. 2 Peter 2:13, they are blots and blemishes, reveling in their deceptions while they feast with you. Verse 12, shepherds feeding themselves. Ezekiel 34:2, shepherds of Israel, feeding yourselves. I had to go to the Old Testament for that one, but there is that similarity. And of course, Jude knew is what we call Old Testament. Verse 12, waterless clouds swept along by winds. 2 Peter 2:17, these are waterless springs and mists driven by a storm. Verse 12, fruitless trees in late autumn, twice dead, uprooted. Have to go to Matthew for that one, 15:13. Every plant that my heavenly Father has not planted will be rooted up. Verse 13, wild waves of the sea, casting up the foam of their own shame. But Isaiah said, but the wicked are like the tossing sea, for it cannot be quiet, and its waters toss up mire and dirt. Verse 13, wandering stars, for whom the gloom of utter darkness has been reserved forever. As in 2 Peter 2:17, for them the gloom of utter darkness has been reserved. Jude says in verse 14, the seventh from Adam. Genesis 5 mentions seven men, Adam, Seth, Enosh, Kenan, Mahalalel, Jared, and Enoch. Verse 14 and verse 15, the coming judgment. And again, we're quoting here from a non-apostolic book, so I don't have a scripture for that. It's from the book of Enoch. Verse 16, they are loud-mouthed boasters, 2 Peter 2:18, for speaking loud boasts of folly. Verse 16, also showing favoritism to gain advantage. That's in Leviticus 19:15. You shall not be partial to the poor or defer to the great. Verse 17, you must remember, beloved, the predictions of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ. 2 Peter 3:2, remember the predictions of the holy prophets and the commandments of the Lord through your apostles. Verse 18, they said to you, these apostles did, says Jude, in the last time there will be scoffers following their own ungodly passions. 2 Peter 3:3, the quote itself, scoffers will come in the last days with scoffing, following their own sinful desires. Verse 19, it is these who cause divisions, worldly people, devoid of the Spirit. And Romans 16:17, watch out for those who cause divisions and create obstacles contrary to the doctrine that you've been taught. Such persons do not serve our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own appetites. Verse 20, building yourselves up in your most holy faith. Colossians 2:7, built up in him, established in the faith. Jude says also in verse 20, praying in the Holy Spirit. Ephesians 6:18, praying at all times in the Spirit. Verse 21 says, waiting for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ that leads to eternal life. And 2 Peter 3:12, waiting for and hastening the coming of the day of God. Verse 22, have mercy on those who doubt. James tells us, if anyone among you wanders from the truth, whoever brings back a sinner from his wandering will save a soul from death. That's his brother that said that. Verse 23, Jude says, save others by snatching them out of the fire. Zechariah 3:2 talks about a brand plucked from the fire. Verse 23, Jude says, hating even the garment stained by the flesh, where Zechariah says, I have taken your iniquity away from you, and I will clothe you with pure vestments. Verse 24, now to him who is able, those same words are in Ephesians 3:20. Jude says in verse 24, able to keep you from stumbling and to present you blameless before the presence of his glory. 2 Timothy 3:18 says, the Lord will rescue me from every evil deed and bring me safely into his heavenly kingdom. And finally, Jude says, to the only God be glory, majesty, dominion, authority, before all time and now and forever. Amen. And Paul in 1 Timothy 1:17, to the King of the ages, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. So you can see that Jude was simply using things that he knew out of his personal Bible of that day, what we call the Old Testament, and the apostles that he had known so far. He lived longer than most of them. So, Jude knew his place. Let's put it this way. He was not originating truth, but presenting truth that had already been delivered to the saints by way of the apostles. It's true that Jude was the half-brother of the Lord, and that his conversion was a thing of great joy in that early church. But Jude, calling himself as he does a bondservant, making no mention of his physical association with Jesus, he didn't try to pull rank. He lets us know that neither he nor his brother tried to exalt themselves in the early church. God had given him the faith to believe, and he believed in that same resurrection that saves us all. Isn't it strange that we have men in our day calling themselves apostles? They have no way anything near what Jude had, but Jude will not call himself an apostle. Why? Because he wasn't one. He knew what he was and what he was not. I wish that we could get that message out to some folks in our day. Well, next time we're going to talk about the Muratorian canon and some interesting, I think, inspiration questions. We'll give you an outline of Jude and talk about the credits of the people that we've studied to get this far. And that will be the end of the introduction one more time. And then after that, we'll start the letter of Jude itself with the commentary. Thank you so much for being here. Go visit my site while you're here. We've got a lot of great men of God, Spurgeon and others, are all over this site. North Korea audio by the hundreds. We have studies on Quran, Muhammad, prophecy through the Bible. We've got books galore. We've got more coming as I speak. There are going to be about 50 books on the books in the bookstore that I've written through the years. I've kind of held back on some of them, but they're all going out right away, Lord willing, as we speak. Go to Facebook if you want to know more about me personally. And then if you're interested in the videos of some of these things and other things, you would go to YouTube, of course. And at YouTube, you would type in Bob from Hackberry House. Also, the written works, some of these that you've heard here and other things that are not on here, criesfromamongus.com. That's my blog, dealing with the cries that rise from the church to the ears of God. Thank you so much for being here today. Hope we'll see you soon. Lord willing, we will. This is the Hackberry House of Chosun. Bye-bye.